All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. Certainly in a good mood this morning after the win last night. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Good morning. Congrats on a win.
Well, thank you. And before we get started, let me ask you boys a question. Can either of you consistently run a proper route or snap a football at a predetermined time based on verbal cues? See if you can. I might have a job for you in the Cowboys organization.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
We'll call you later. A little football humor there, huh?
A little football humor. And let's just start off candidly saying God bless Dan Bailey.
Yeah.
Six field goals. I mean, that was very impressive. Thank God for Bailey, because during training camp, I was prepared to bring in that donkey that kicks field goals at the Georgia State Fair.
Oh, Gus?
Yeah, Gus. I was going to sign Gus. And you noticed that the roof was open last night.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, just allow the nice fall air to kind of drift in there, huh?
I just thought it was nice to get my money's worth out of that $200 million sunroof upgrade I got talked into. Now, the real reason was not to let in the beautiful nighttime air, was to let out the stinky air that was inside the stadium.
What happened?
Oh, Jerry Jr. cut one right before the game.
And that's why you opened it?
Well, the problem is it was Mexican Heritage Month, and we had a Mexican food buffet before the game, and that Mexican food just ripped through the Jones family.
Oh, gosh.
I actually blew myself out of the owner's box once. Looked like I pulled the eject lever on an F-16. I was sailing out in the stands. So we had to open that thing up. Jerry cut it, and Steven pressed a little button to open the roof, and then we couldn't get it back closed.
Oh, got stuck, huh?
Yeah. And Rob Ryan, he might not have control of his bowels, but he does have control of his defense, I tell you.
Yeah, they look pretty good here.
They did, and that is candid, and I'm smiling when I say that. Rob, of course, is another reason I have to keep that roof open.
Yeah, I'll
sure.
Bet.
Oh, my Lord, you ought to hear that man roar. He fires off his ass trumpet more than a bison. And if there's one thing I love more than football,
yeah,
it's alcohol.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I love to drink.
Boy, that's candid.
That's very candid. As a matter of fact, I like to play a drinking game every time they show Rob Ryan's fat ass or lard hair on television. I take a shot.
Man, you must have been tanked last night.
Oh, well, the past few games, I've been blasted before the second quarter. Hell, I usually throw up in someone's purse before halftime.
God. Didn't realize that was going on up there in the booth.
And how about our Mexican quarterback doing so well?
I don't know if he's really called that so much, but yeah, Tony Romo played well last night.
In Mexican Heritage Month, yeah. That's
right, fair. Especially on Hispanicism Heritage Month. Time of year when we honor those that pack too many in a car and let their kids run wild at a Dollar General store.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm, of course, smiling when I say that.
Oh, okay, you're smiling.
And I'm not trying to be trite. But it is Hispanicism Heritage Month. And, they had certainly infiltrated our stands last night.
Infiltrated.
They were welcome to be there. And, hell, for a while I thought I was at a soccer match when I looked around. But we're very proud of Tony. He overcame the rib injury and overcame a bunch of mental mistakes from his teammates around him. I'm sure you guys noticed that. We got a lot of work to do on that front.
Yeah.
Tony hasn't had a problem snapper like that since Jessica Simpson. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. There he goes. Big Jerry with us the morning after his team beats Washington 18-16. Well, speaking of Tony